بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue discussing some of the sects existing in the world, and the one we need to focus upon now is the sect of the Sikh. This is a group, a religious group from the Indians, who appeared at the end of the 15th century and the beginning of the 16th century of the current era, calling for quote unquote a new religion, claiming that it has a combination of both Islamic and Hindu religions under the banner La Hindus Wala Muslimun, neither Hindus nor Muslims. And they stood in enmity throughout their history against the Muslims, and in even violent ways. And also they opposed the Hindus because they were looking for a special nation for them. And they have kept a great deal of allegiance to the British during the British occupation of India. And the word Sikh is a Sanskriti word, which means al-murid aw-tabi', the follower. As to their establishment and as to their leaders, one of their establishers and their influential people is by the name of Kabir. He was born in Banaras, and he was known to criticize the religion of his forefathers, the Hindus. However, the establisher is by the name of Nanak, and he is called the Guru, and the Guru means Al-Muallim, the teacher. He was born in 1469 in a place which is 40 kilometers away from Lahore. His upbringing was traditionally Hindu. When he became when he reached the age of youth, he started to conceal things to himself. And then he began to study some of the religions. And he met a mystic Sufi Hindi by the name of Sayyid Hussein Darwish. And he liked his thoughts, his mystic Sufism. And the mystic Sufi used to think that every religion is true, and that Allah accepts the worship from anyone, in any way. So Nanak established his religion on this basic mystic Sufi concept, and he called people to that, and many from the Hindus accepted that. Not only that, some Muslims even accepted his preaching. And he began to organize the nasheed. Yes, religious nasheeds. like the mystics of our times. He traveled in the land, and he came visiting also, he visited Mecca and Medina, and many parts of the world. And he learned the Persian language, and the Sanskrit, and the Hindu. He claimed, like many deviants, he claimed that he saw Allah تعالى الله أما يقول علوا كبيرا. For Allah, the Most High, above what he said.